Do you feel now more than ever that you need to make a shift in your wellness? Listen to this podcast, Inner Wellness, with Dr. Naz Parsyan. Let's make the shift happen. Hello, Inner Wellness Seeker. Today, I'm going to talk to you about something special because that's, I think, very special time. That's season equinox. You might be familiar with it. And that's the time of some changes in the movement of, or maybe new cycling of the movement of sun or of the movement of earth. Around the sun, indeed, Earth around the sun's movement. And it's just something that perhaps can give us a turning point and just a beginning point to make some changes, make some real changes eventually in our lives. And what I'm going actually to talk to you today about is just a couple of points that I love to share with you, and just saying the strong and powerful message that it's the time for change. It's the time for change. Absolutely. And this change could be possibly way different than the usual changes. It's just a feeling. I don't have any particular scientific or evidence-based reasoning for it. So what I'm just saying, that that's a special time, and that's perhaps the biggest change on the way. It's more about feeling, because I certainly believe that feeling is indeed the most powerful prayer. Feeling is the most powerful prayer, because whatever you feel, deeply feel, you can manifest. You can't say something, you know, as prayer in words and then feel something different and then expect to manifest what you say. That is not happening, believe me. So the manifestation will happen only when you feel what you want, when you feel what you manifest. This is the strong and so powerful point that indeed I haven't read in any book, and I haven't learned in any university. And no one taught me about this in any degree. It's a product, it's a result, it's an outcome of my whole life, of my whole journey, my different journeys until now. And perhaps it's still ongoing. So it's time to change. And what changes we need to make? The modern world, unfortunately, has shifted from spiritual aspirations to perhaps a big fight for material accumulation. And sometimes we are not even living in a moral context, which is really sad. And what are these coming from, and why we are actually in this point? Perhaps a message for us right now to shift it, to make another choice, to understand and realize the force that is within us. The force is not coming from a galactic force or something else. The force is coming indeed from humans, inside of the humans. And that is something which is absolutely important for humans' health as well. So yes, I actually had a big reflection myself in the last few days. And I realized that I came to the point that so often we make a decision to just do this, do that, and start this, start that, and we never do it. Or if we can't do it in the middle of the way, we just get distracted or perhaps deviated to another track and we lose it. This time is going to be the most honest time, the most authentic time that we need to connect to ourselves. And we need to know that we have different parts in our soul, in our being. One part which is basically our original and natural and core, and it was always there. And another part which is built up by our experiences, history, stories, environment, the way we brought up, and all of this. And the problem is when these two parts are way separate from each other. Because a lot of time we resist, we ignore, or we reject the core part which is naturally there, and that's actually our human force, subconsciously. And the reason is we are just programmed in that way. I think I talked before that, and you possibly know that the very first six years of life is very crucial to build our whole life, because this is the state that the brain waves are in the very slowest state. Basically, they call it theta, and human is very much receiver and can record and store all information and everything that can receive from the environment. So that is very important and very crucial, especially if you are parents. It's very important to build that part really in a healthy way. Because you know what? I'll just give you an example. Something which is naturally, for example, infants are naturally able to swim. What's the reason that after a while, you know, they can't do it anymore? Because we teach them to be scared of water. We teach them that the water is dangerous. We program their mind to be something else and a way of their core nature. That's a very simple example. A lot of other examples like that we can just talk about. So this is exactly happening in even our adult lives as well. Because we all have a baby inside. We all have a child inside. And we constantly teach that child from all the signals and all the lessons we get from the environment, family, history, everything. And we are subconsciously acting based on those programmed aspects in our subconscious mind. So Bruce Lipton gave an example about our a body, you know, a human body works as a television set. And you are, you know, the image on the screen, but your image didn't come from the inside of the TV. Basically, your identity is an environmental broadcast that was received, you know, via an antenna.
So he says that if you turn on your TV one day and you see, oh, there's no images there and it's just blown out, that doesn't mean that there is no broadcast. So the broadcast is still there. And all you need is just go and get another new TV. And then again, you see the images coming back, so the broadcast image is coming back. So the broadcast images are still there on the air. So this is very similar to what we have in our core nature. They are still there, but we just, suppress them. We just keep them in a silent, inactive state. And we just reprogrammed them, we just gave them some order, some programming, basically from the very first 6 years, and then gradually, throughout our whole life. And whenever are we going to think consciously about something, the actual programs running the show, the programs that are stored in our subconscious mind. They run the show. The best and healthiest state is when our conscious mind and our subconscious mind, they are all aligned. And guess what? They all need to be aligned with your most powerful energetic part of your body, which is your heart. So when they are just producing and moving through the same wavelength, that's when we can live in our healthiest life. And the new discussion is just talking about one thing that can join these two minds together and can actually lead them in a congruent way, which is super conscious or super consciousness. And your super consciousness is very much connected to your core heart. So to be able to make a change, you need to be able to connect to your subconscious mind and understand the old programs or the unwanted programs first, because most of the time you are not aware of. And then make sure that we connect to our heart to be able to work through super consciousness. Because we know that super consciousness, doing the great job to make the congruence between mind and, a spirit and body, but it's not easy to access to it if we don't know how. And I'm going to tell you that the best and the simplest way to access to it is your heart. So I would say that, to be honest, I actually have read a lot of books. I've gone, to different universities, did different degrees, but to be honest, I have not learned what I have learned right now here from those books or those degrees. I'm not saying that I appreciate it, I acknowledge it, and I'm not saying that, they are useless. Definitely, I learned a lot out of them. That is my, very powerful part of my journey. However, the intellectual interest or intellectual achievement is not enough. It's just simply not enough. Because when I was intellectually, knowledgeable and aware of so many things, but I didn't do any effort to make a change, it made, to be honest, no impact on my life. And I couldn't practically make any changes in my life. So I actually, simply read books here and there and thought, okay, yep, that's what I want to do, that's what I want to achieve. but it's very similar to that, you wish to have a magic pill for quick fix, but to be honest, no pills can do the quick fix for you. And if it does, it's not lasting. It's very temporary, and it's not sustainable. So it's exactly like that. So whatever I learned from my intellectual side, it helped me certainly, but wasn't enough until I practically was involved with the change. So here is my message to you. Let go of everything that doesn't serve you right now, which is basically your limiting beliefs coming from your childhood subconscious minds. This is the time to choose. Choose to let them go. Teach your children, since they are really, young, teach them to be comfortable with their feelings because the heart is so powerful. So my message to you lovely parents is your conscious mothering and fathering is crucial. It's very important. So your conscious parenting means that you are responsible for what you put in your children's subconscious mind. Because whatever you teach them, they just grab it. They are naturally pure. They are naturally healthy. Just be mindful about the words you use for them. For example, if you just say to your child that you're stupid, you can't learn, or you are weak, or whatever, they can simply store it. And you might not realize, in their future life, how things changing based on that program that happened only by a couple of your words in the very first 6 years. So that's very crucial, your conscious parenting. And also be mindful that every child is different. So you can't use the same way that, for example, you use for your parenting for your first child with the second child, because every single human is unique and different. So it's very important to be absolutely conscious about your behaviors, role modeling, your words, and how you shape basically your children's genes. Have more heart-centered behaviors with your babies, with your infants. For example, breastfeeding is amazing. Breastfeeding is indeed promoting mother and child attachment. And believe me, it does reduce stress in both mother and child. So this strong bonding that you can make, through breastfeeding can drive your infant to the state of calmness and more connected to their pure core divine emotion. And also it kind of enhances the population of stress receptors found in the brain and can diminish cortisol activity by simultaneously releasing hormones in both the mother and child that create a loving relationship between them. So in this time, the brains of both mother and child simultaneously release the dopamine, the pleasure hormone, which is the bonding hormone, and also oxytocin. So these hormones definitely can be impacting infants' health and also mother's health. During breastfeeding, you usually need to have the eye contact, eye to eye gazing. which is again important to increase your bond. So a lot of other things that, you know, we can do, just connecting to your child, you know, in the bedtime, eating healthier stuff, microbiomes and limited sugar, and avoiding, you know, putting, you know, baby in the front of TV screen in the very, you know, first infantile. So they all are some strategies that can impact positively their core energy of love, which is so important for their health. And as I mentioned before, for your own health also. So yeah, that was just an example about conscious parenting that you can choose to make these changes that I mentioned. We have changed, unfortunately, a lot of things, you know, in our environment. We humans have changed our environment, our world. And at some stages, we may not be able just to fit. Our core is indeed not able to fit in that environment anymore. And we just kind of altered the planet so dramatically, and it's just kind of threatening our life. And then we just, you know, just trying to find a survival. So that's why we need a change. That's why we need to choose the way that is more harmonious with our core, the way which is harmonious with that whole one. So we should do something, you know, seriously. That is a need. We know that we are all part of the whole. And we should recognize that each one of us has a unique biological, psychological, spiritual identity. What makes each person's cellular community unique? So on the surface of our cells is a family or identity receptors which distinguish one individual from another. So that's our uniqueness. But at the core, we are all as one. And as I talked before, so the actual core broadcast is there. It's never disappeared. It's always there. Even after death. Even after death, the TV actually is disappearing. But the core, the soul, and the broadcast is all there. And that's actually proved by science in the evidence. The very best example is a transplantation. So the people who had heart transplantation, they actually reveal the characteristics of the donor. The receiver is showing the characteristic of the donor. We have so many examples about that. So that means the broadcast is there. And the time of separation of science and spirituality gone. I've done actually my project, you know, I finished my project about the spirituality and health. Finished it 12 years ago, so it was happening 14, 15 years ago. And at the time, the project came with the scientific result about the connection between spirituality, which was more focusing on sense of self and connection, and the diabetes type 1 management. So the science is certainly involved with a spirit and a spirituality. That's why we need to stick to that. We need to feel that we are responsible to connect to our core, a spirit. And this connection is happening through heart. There is a powerful book which is called The Heart's Code. I think the rest of the heart's code, tapping the wisdom and power of our heart energy. It's not new. It's the book from, I think, late 90, but it's amazing book. And we have so much other information now about the power of heart. So what the HeartMath Institute does, a lot of research and evidence that shows how powerful is our heart. Just to produce the energy that is aligned with our core divine and is scientifically can create the hormonal balance and everything, you know, in a healthy and balanced way in our body, and at the same time can create the connection we have outside of our body with others. So it works other way as well. So if we are not in the right connection with our emotions, with our heart, with our core spirit, we damage our heart as well as we damage other people, because we connect to them, and it's about the energy. Our energy is connecting to them. So the psychological and behavioral memory does make sense if we realize that we all can carry the original identity, core identity. And we all, that original core identity, are all, you know, connected as one whole. And that identity can affect our cellular memory and cellular function. We need to get back to that. It's possibly not an easy job, because we just need to unlearn whatever is programmed by the society, by our environment, by, I don't know, our parents, our family history during the whole life, and unlearn first, and then relearn and connect to that core again, to that really core, original, natural. So it's not that much easy if we don't connect to our, if we don't want to connect to our emotion, and if we don't want to connect to our subconscious layers. We definitely need a little bit of facilitation to make that happen. So luckily, a lot of people are in this field and they are passionate, you know, to help out, including myself, to help people enable accessing to those areas and work on those areas. To be honest, the process is simple as soon as you start connecting to your emotions and to your heart and your subconscious. And that's when you can access to your superconscious, or your core energy, or your core divine nature. This is a time for you to choose. This is exactly a time of choice, special time of the world, special time of the nature, special time of the galaxy. Your health is important. You are not stuck to your, you know, pre-programmed learning. You are not stuck to even your genes. You're not stuck with your genes. You're not stuck with your stored stories. Take responsibility. Take in charge for your growth. Because your cells, your body cells, need it. They need a shift. They definitely need you to make a shift in your life towards, you know, growth, however and, you know, wherever it's possible. Remember that you as a human being has that power and has the most powerful growth promoter in you, in your own body, in your own heart. Rumi says, a lifetime without love is of no account. Love is the water of life. Drink it down with heart and soul. So you have it. You have love and heart in you, which is the most powerful and the best growth promoter. So yes, the message is choose. Choose how you need to live. The way you live and the character of how you live your life impacts you and the character of you and yourself and the interaction you create and make with the world can impact everyone and the whole world. So a powerful image of this, you know, view of this truth is that we all interact together as one. So the color in the light is not only white. We have different frequencies. We have different colors. So we cannot separate the colors and just pick the light color to shine our life or our world. Some spiritual people, they think that they need to return a white light to the world or to the planet. However, we cannot ignore other colors. We cannot ignore other frequencies. And the white light indeed will return to the world when every single human being is considered as an important part of this oneness. And every individual frequency must be counted as part of white light. So be in love, be in your heart space. Connect to your core nature. Change the way you live, because that is impacting you and that is facilitating your connection with your core nature self. That means choose the healthy way of interacting with the environment, interacting with your body, the way you behave in your everyday life, the way you eat, the way you connect to your children, to your friends, to your colleagues, to your family, to your parents. And at the same time, seek some help just to connect to your subconscious levels and to be able to access more easily to your emotions, which are absolutely the powerful conductor for this process. And your promoter is indeed your own energy, your own spirit, because you are spirit. Every single of us are, you know, we are spirit. Okay, and finally, who is ready to begin this journey? I'm looking for some really enthusiastic and eager women and men who are committed with their hearts to begin this journey, to join me and my team for this big transformation and for this big help and facilitating other people's journey to be their own in charge, the in charge of their own health, the in charge of their own wellness, to be the master of the life and their health. Okay, so if you are the one, feel free to connect. I have a Facebook group, the free Facebook group, which is called Radical Wellness Collective. I will put the link in the show notes and feel free to join. We can share our opinions, our stories, experiences, and learn from each other. And yes, build the community at this special time. And also, this is very exciting news that I will have a certificate training for a new program, Heart-Based NLP. The Heart-Based part is quite new. And also hypnosis, hypnotherapy practitioner. And this is another way that I am going to build a team that we are all connected together and we start helping, coaching, facilitating other people's journey to be more, you know, powerful, to get empowered and master their own lives and wellness. And as a result, we can build a healthier life and world. Okay, so that's all about today. And I will put all the links in the show notes, and I would love to hear from your feedback. Any comment, any feedback would be absolutely appreciated. Take care, everyone. Stay well. Stay connected to your heart. Until next time. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and I'm very looking forward to hear from you for any inputs, suggestions, and also your subscriptions. Thank you.